You're listening to the Who Cares News for Tuesday, April 28th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Hello there.
I was going to play something for you, and I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it for tomorrow. I'm not even, just going to tease it right now.
Okay.
Because I found it, and I forgot to get it all queued up in time for the news. So we're going to do it tomorrow. Just be teased. So apropos for our show, our little podcast.
I hate it when you just say, when someone says, you know what? Oh, never mind.
No. Okay, some random facts for you today, because it's Tuesday. Only five people died in the Boston Massacre in 1770. I know that's a happy thought. Now, they were innocent civilians killed by British troops, so it's awful and all, but it's still relatively a small number for a massacre when you think about it. I think more people died in the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, but that was a totally different massacre. And not to be confused with Alice's Restaurant Massacre. There's only one wild jaguar in the United States. He lives in the Santa Rita Mountains above Tucson, Arizona.
Okay.
Bet you didn't know that. Also, Axe body spray. It's called Lynx in England, Ireland, Australia, China, and New Zealand because of trademark issues. I guess Axe is trademarked for something else. I don't know.
Huh.
Most men that wear that usually repel women.
Okay, so far that's an interesting random
fact.
That's
what I've heard so far.
Better than the massacres and massacres.
I don't know. I don't make these up. The Post-it note. I knew this.
Post-it notes. Okay, I'm all into Post-it notes. All right, let's talk about Post-it notes.
Right,
random
here.
Facts.
It was invented by accident by a scientist at 3M who was actually trying to create a really strong adhesive. And so he failed, obviously, because Post-it notes are resealable.
So he worked.
I don't know what the word
is. He worked for who?
3M.
Okay, so 3M.
3M.
But did he make the money off of that?
Well, hell no.
Or did 3M make the money
off of that? Of course he didn't make the money off of that.
Man.
Even the yellow color, which is the standard color for Post-its, was by accident. The lab next door only had yellow scrap paper for them to use on this really strong adhesive that comes off.
I would have said, you know what? I know I signed that piece of paper saying intellectual property, but you know what?
You know what? Damn it. All right, today we're going through this pile. There's a pile of Monopoly game cards.
You don't have them all open yet?
No, hell no. This is going to take me a week, so...
Congratulations on your $5.
I won $5. I'm so excited. So we're going to open another one to see if we won anything. We won a donut earlier today.
Ooh, your favorite?
Ooh, an instant winner. I've won a 10-ounce container of hummus.
You know what?
I kid you not. Hummus.
If nothing else, this is going to get you through quarantine.
My quarantine 15. Come on now. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
All right, so yesterday we talked about Ryan Reynolds' quarantine teeny tiny tale, which prompted us to investigate one of the biggest challenges facing celebs this quarantine season.
Which is?
Who's dying whose hair? Now, a gentleman that I work with.
Yes.
There's six of us right now, okay? And he shows up on Zoom every day with a hat. He says, you know, the hair is out of control.
Do you think he dyes his hair?
The women, all of us, we're okay.
You're letting it out. You're letting it hang out. Hoping the lighting will take care of things.
Yes, but
how long are you going to let that go, by the way, Morgan? I'm looking over there at the top of your head, thinking like, huh. Don't you dye your own hair?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Gentlemen, you've now witnessed something to not do during quarantine. You just say, would you like a glass of wine? That's all you need to say. Don't say, hey.
Well, you brought it up because you were talking about Zoom at work.
I wasn't talking.
And so, you know, it's like they're seeing your hair. Okay. Everybody's seeing each other's hair.
We're owning it. The woman having a hard time is the guy.
Don't bitch at me. I just happened to bring it up in conversation.
Oh, bite me. All right. So after a deep dive to dish the latest dirt that we spent all of 10 minutes searching for on Yahoo. Well, Google was too prim and proper to give us much dirt.
God.
We have discovered just who and why your favorite celebs are doing their own hair while at home.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so birthday boy Jonathan Scott.
Yeah, he and
him and Zoe Deschanel.
Yep.
You know, because they're all shacking up together.
Shacking up together. that's a good term for quarantining together.
It's yeah. Like, so Jonathan, shack it up. Jonathan says that not only can she cut hair,
yeah,
but she was also able to color John's silver spots.
Ooh.
You gotta wonder about a lot of the other ones because you know you just can't go out to the salon.
But well, I bet there are no salons. You right. can't go get your nails done now.
But I bet you Dollar to Donuts, they pay a whole... I bet the rich people pay people to come in and do it.
Well, yeah. So, hey, Zoe, Jonathan owes you a ton of money, hon.
Now, speaking of Ryan Reynolds' wife, Blake Lively posted a photo of the custom color kit her stylist sent over.
Oh, really?
With explicit instructions for hubby Ryan on how to color Blake's hair.
That's not going to end well.
So Blake added to her story.
I don't think that's
the fact
end
that
well.
You trust Ryan to get this right makes me concerned for your sanity. But who needs hair anyway?
Is that our new mantra? Who needs hair anyway?
That's what happens.
Oh, God. Oh, I can't wait for the social media when he starts coloring her hair. And
gosh.
Oh, my God.
That'll be hilarious.
There's wigs. There are wigs.
Of which I'm going to get one. Even with the quarantine, you can't stop the calendar.
No, unfortunately.
Less than a week away from the unofficial Star Wars Day.
Oh, that's right.
May the 4th.
Official in my book. May the 4th.
Be with you.
Yes.
That's next Monday.
May the Schwartz be with you.
That's a different movie.
I know.
You're gonna
As
get
in May.
Sued by Disney.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Disney Plus Twitter account encouraged followers to post about all things Star Wars using the hashtag May the 4th.
Right.
And then followed it up with a disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
In which they claim
yeah.
that anything you post using hashtag May the 4th
yeah.
can be used by Disney
oh, yeah.
to promote
yeah.
the day and the event, which is the early release of The Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, that's right.
Episode 9.
I actually can't wait because it's been months since I've seen the movie.
Now, if they use your hashtag, it's not as serious as the guy who had been in Post-its.
Well, it is yeah. if you were... Okay, so say you're sitting at home,
mm-hmm.
you're watching Rise of the Skywalker,
mm-hmm.
and you take a cool Insta with your quarantine group, your uh-huh. fam, and you hashtag it May the 4th.
Uh-huh.
You better hope, like, you know, the current wife doesn't see this on Instagram, that you're living with your second family. I mean, I could see where this would be a problem, why they need to disclaim that. I don't know if Halle Berry needs a disclaimer. I don't know that we need a disclaimer with Halle Berry, but you know, I'd like to
that
disclaim
was
something.
Lame.
Yeah, it was lame.
You know what, Halle Berry, she deserves better than that. God, you don't even try anymore.
I know. It's the quarantine 15. That's what it is.
Poor Halle Berry. I apologize for that one.
All right, in honor of that. Let's open another Monopoly game.
All right, but you better win something, like money.
Nah, nothing.
Ugh, waste of an opening.
500 to go. Have a great day. See you tomorrow, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.